USA News, I'm John Schaefer. What a difference a few days makes on the southern border.
Since the expiration of Title 42 this past week, Border Patrol agents have seen a 50% drop in encounters, according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We've been planning for this transition for months and months, and we've been executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
Mayorkas tells CNN State of the Union that 6,300 encounters were reported on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. That compares to more than 10,000 earlier in the week. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Congressman Byron Donald says there's just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. Biden met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders last week. Another meeting is scheduled for this week. And President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, the president said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations, but we're not there yet. It's day 13 for the writer's strike that has brought the TV and film industries to a standstill. Thousands of writers continue picketing at Los Angeles area studios, including Universal, Disney, Warner Brothers, and Paramount. Writers want better pay increases and guarantees they won't be replaced by artificial intelligence. A rare spring heat wave is going to start cooking the Pacific Northwest today. Temperatures are expected in the 90s in both Seattle and Portland. A high pressure system is raising temperatures 25 degrees above normal for the region stretching from Northern California all the way to British Columbia. That heat wave will push its way into Western Canada on Monday. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a GOP-backed abortion bill before hundreds of abortion rights activists in Raleigh.
This bill has nothing to do with making women safer and everything to do with banning abortion.
Senate Bill 20 would ban abortions after 12 weeks and add other restrictions. It's not clear if Republicans will have enough votes in the North Carolina General Assembly to override that veto. Seven people were injured in a gathering in Yuma, Arizona Saturday night. All seven have been hospitalized after being shot. Police had received a call about an aggravated assault in a neighborhood. When they arrived at the gathering, they found the seven victims. Yuma is on the Arizona-California border, about 5 miles from the border with Mexico. Billions of dollars are being spent on mom today, and rightfully so. It's Mother's Day.
The National Retail Federation says 84% of U.S. adults plan on getting mom a gift. They estimate over $35 billion will be spent on gifts and outings for mom this year, with the most spent on flowers, jewelry, electronics, and special outings. I'm Corey Myers.
The City of Angels is going to honor Old Blue Eyes tonight. Los Angeles City Hall will be lit up in blue to mark the 25th anniversary of Frank Sinatra's death. The singer and Oscar-winning actor died May 14, 1998 at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. And the Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. Monday night's drawing will be worth $135 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.